Welcome to the Big Ten Power Rankings. I'm Rob Aller, and each week I'll be going 1 to 14, ranking the Big Ten football teams in preference and in order of where their power is, how good they are. And let's get going. Drum roll, please. How about a little Mighty Max Weinberg from the E Street Band, one of the most underrated drummers in rock and roll history? All right, number one is Ohio State, of course. Buckeyes were 13-1 in 2019. They have Nebraska this week, and I don't see anybody knocking them off their perch. If they do, maybe at Penn State, but the Cornhuskers just don't have a lot going on. Number two, Penn State, 11-2. James Franklin, originally thought he was kind of a used car salesman, but he's been pretty good in State College. And of course, speculation is he may end up in Southern California. Can he win a title before he gets out of there? We'll see. The Trojans, I think, would love to have him. He'd be a good fit, but that's just speculation. Number three, Wisconsin. Badgers without a proven running back. Are you kidding me? That never happens. But still, I think the defense and the overall program's good enough to have Wisconsin at number three. They were 10-4 last year. Number four, Minnesota, 11-2 a year ago. Row, row, row the boat. Hey, it's a lot easier when you have Maryland and Michigan as crossover games. Ooh, wow. That's hard to say considering the Wolverines, what that story program, but not anymore. Number five, Iowa, 10-3 a year ago. Hawkeyes have to break in a green quarterback. Maybe no one better to do that than Kirk Ferentz, who's been around forever and seeing a lot of new QBs. But we'll see if this is an up or down year for Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. I have them at number five. And number six, who do you think? Could it possibly be hail to the not-so-victors? Michigan, 9-4 a year ago. Maybe one of these years Jim Harbaugh earns his millions upon millions. I don't see it happening this year. Number seven, Indiana, 8-5 a year ago. Tom Allen has it going there for a basketball school. You know, being in the middle of the Big Ten at 7 is not a bad thing. Hoosiers looking at back-to-back bowl trips for the second time in 3 decades. Pretty good. Number eight, Nebraska. They'll be 0-1 more than likely after week one coming to the horseshoe, but they finally might have an offensive line capable of protecting Adrian Martinez, who has just been beat up through his career. Been a tough stretch for the QB. Number nine, Jeff Brown tested positive for COVID, so he won't be there this week. Will the Boilermakers win one for the COVID-19 coach? We'll see. Boilers 4-8 a year ago. Illinois number 10, Lovie Smith. Had a pretty good run last year until a lot of losses at the end of the season. But the line I have more experience in all but one Big Ten team, that being Northwestern. Number 11, Michigan State. First-year coach Mel Tucker, former Buckeye defensive coach, coaching the backs. What happens this year in East Lansing? Maybe no season would have been better than what they have to do this year because it's a total rebuild. 7-6 a year ago. Number 11, Michigan State. 12, Northwestern. Fitz, usually pretty good, but they've got an offense that needs work. Ranked last nationally in passing efficiency a year ago. 13, Maryland. 3-9 a year ago. Oh, tough times for the Terrapins. They can never find a quarterback. Let's see what happens this year without that cupcake non-conference schedule to feast upon. And finally, bringing up the rear, 14, Rutgers, 2-10. Greg Schiano comes back for his second act, which may be tougher than his first one. Had the Scarlet Knights pretty respectable when he was there last time. This time, we shall see the trick maybe to get to number 13 at some point this season. Right now, they bring up the rear again, 14. Check back next week for the second week of Power Rankings. This is Rob Aller. See you then.